We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced. Tidbits. You can run and you can hide, gonna take it in your stride.
Welcome to Titbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Bliss out of a top trending story, and you're with Chanel and Tamara.
Yes, and this one is straight from Mum's Lounge. Tamara, I've got a question for you.
Excellent.
How would you deal with someone that uses their phone in the cinema?
Oh, I think I would say something nowadays. When I was younger, perhaps not. But I'm like, come the hell on. Depends on which part of the movie.
Okay, well, Frank from National Times.
Oh, on one of those.
Yeah. Took it to a whole new level and then reached out to Reddit to check if he'd gone too far. Right. Went to see June 2. Highly recommend. He's put in brackets.
June 2. Yeah.
And VIP theatre experience. So basically, you know, he's got the service and the nice reclining chairs. He spent a bit, so he's more jarred off because of this reason too.
Right. Okay.
He wants the experience.
Yeah, fair enough.
Seats are two rows ahead were three young women. 19 to 22, I'd say they were.
Very specific.
Those
ages, are they not? 19 to 22.
Not 23? That would be another level of maturity.
No, what's it with this so bizarre? Frank. Well, I'm kind of, he's creeping me out a bit that he was really sussing them out.
Like, oh, he was angry. Yeah. You wait. Mm. So starting at about 20 minutes into the movie, one of them got her phone out full brightness.
Full brightness.
Yeah. Full brightness.
Okay, so that's rude.
He's getting annoyed that they started during the previews.
Okay.
Having a little chat and scrolling. But that's the previews. Are we annoyed by that?
I don't think so. No. I think that's like, you know.
They're warming up to shut up.
Yeah. I like to be quiet. But if other people are opening chip packets and rustle, which is annoying, that's okay. I don't mind. I'm like, as long as you fucking open that before the movie starts.
So this is what they didn't do.
Before the line goes. You know, the Statue of Liberty.
Which I want to watch, actually, be quiet.
I know,
everyone.
I like that bit. That's exciting. Here we go, guys. Shut the fuck up, everyone. So, Frank, yes.
So, she texted, scrolled Instagram, watched TikTok for a few minutes.
TikTok?
Put it down, 10 minutes later, picked it up, went back over it again. So, he's getting really annoyed.
Yeah.
And after the third time, I said quite loudly, put your phone away.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He had a stroke at the end of that sentence, didn't he?
Yeah. She looked back and gave me the look of shut the fuck up, old man.
Ooh, the stink eye.
The stink eye, absolutely. Put it down 10 minutes later, pulled it out again full brightness. So Frank is losing his mind over here.
That's rude.
It is rude.
What did Frank do?
So I got a piece of popcorn and threw it at her.
Oh, for fuck's sake, popcorn. Oh, ow, that's going to hurt. Fucking hell, unless it got stuck in your ear.
Well, kernel, if it hadn't popped.
Oh, yeah, a non-pop kernel at her head.
Shut up.
Right in this, yeah. There'd be other snacks that you can throw, like a bag of Maltesers.
A chop-top. Yeah. Knock you the fuck out.
No kidding, those things are fucking hard. Why are they so hard? The ice cream and it's frozen solid.
It's too much.
Isn't it?
And the cone is like, meh.
Oh, it's all soggy. Yeah.
But the ice cream, boom.
But the ice cream. I know, but I still bite them and enjoy them. It's always part and parcel.
They let me down a bit. That's shit, don't they? Anyway.
And your teeth are like,
I love the movies. The movies. Ready? So I got a piece of popcorn, threw it at her, hit her in the head. As you can imagine, she turned around and said, are you fucking serious right now?
Oh, so she was swore at him.
Yeah, I'm serious. He said, this is Frank saying back. Can't you live without your phone for a couple of hours?
Touche, Frank.
Yeah, touche, Frank, right? And then someone turned around and said, shh.
Because now Frank's making too much noise.
Yeah, but someone else went, shut up, over the other side. It's all going on in this thing. Anyway, 20 minutes later she put the phone down 20 minutes later, picked it up again, full brightness. Yeah, I would have adjusted the brightness. She didn't. Anyway, I threw another piece of popcorn at her. It missed her, flew by her face. She did put her phone away and it stayed away for the rest of the movie, so Frank's gone.
Oh, doof.
Doof.
That's all I have to
so
say.
So he succeeded. I'm like, shut up. When you get your way, when you've got on your high horse, you're like, oh, pipe down now.
Five, Frank.
Nobody stood, nobody clapped, nobody really cared, and that might have been the end of it. Except after the movie, she quite bluntly said to her friend, as we were walking out, looking at me, "That's the asshole."
That is the Oh no. How did Frank feel? Did he write
Fuck
his feelings?
You, I'm on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. So he got angry and that's why he's gone to Reddit.
Yeah, I just want to know if I'm in the right. Turns out I am. Oh.
What was the movie even?
June 2.
June 2. Oh, like a fucking sequel.
Highly recommend, he said.
Oh, I love it. By the way, highly recommend. Not that he got to see much of it.
Too busy going, I'm picturing him, how many kernels he threw to get her in the head, because I've got a pretty shitty aim.
Yeah, it would miss.
I'd have about a good 10 goes going, boom, boom, like that, boom. Damn. Or a duck down.
Like a dog. But also, was he on Reddit in the movies?
That would be funny.
How, the irony. I'm going on Reddit on my phone.
To dob on you.
Yeah, to dob on you on Reddit.
Yeah, you and your three little friends. So Reddit was unanimous in supporting him. And
well, they were.
Yes,
okay.
And someone actually said that an interesting way to handle things, I experienced in Hong Kong, there are a couple of attendants at the side of the rooms that scan anyone doing the wrong thing in the movies and they shoot laser pens at you.
Oh, my God, I love this laser pen. To make you shut up.
What are you doing?
So what happens if the laser pen is pointed at you but you don't do anything? You don't stop.
I think you get escorted out. I think it's like, you know,
good.
You are scared of the pen people.
I like that. They just shoot you right in the eyes. You know.
Moral of the story.
Yeah.
Don't watch your phone in Hong Kong in the movies.
Yeah. Frank, stop going to sequels for crying out loud. Who goes to see the sequel at a damn theatre anyway?
VIP style. Oh.
Tidbits is hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke, produced by Frankie Media and in collaboration with Mum's Lounge.